Okay, I call to order the September 23rd regular school board meeting. Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Here.
Lozinski?
Here.
Fanouken?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
Winter?
Here.
Okay, can you stand for the presentation?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you all for coming. It's good to see some familiar faces, some new ones too. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have our first hearing of the public, and it must relate to something that is on our agenda. So if you wish to speak, please come forward to the podium and state your name and address. Okay, no one wishes to speak at this time. Is there, no, I was just wrong. Oh, yeah, it's Skyler. The board members have had the minutes of the meetings of July 22nd, August 12th, and August 25th. And are there any additions or corrections?
No.
None? Okay, so having no additions or corrections, if you wish to approve the minutes, would you please say aye?
Aye.
Any disapproves? Nope, okay. Okay, and at this time, we have our presentation. Our three principals from the new beautiful Westlake Elementary School.
Do you wanna?
Do we need a mic? I don't know.
Good evening, Board of Education, Superintendent Morgan. Today, we're just here to just give you a couple highlights of the way that our year has begun. And just to tell you that our theme is All for One, which is four schools into one. So we are piggybacking with the PTA and to really make that a wonderful start. And just to be able to show you there, we put a couple pictures basically together to show you and looking at all four of our schools into one of the state-of-the-art Westlake Elementary School. A ton of hard work, many, many hours behind the scenes on so many levels have really gotten us to where we are today. Dedicated staff, the hours that they worked, people volunteering to come in and unpack boxes in the library, put things away, unpack rooms. They could not wait to get in here to set their rooms up to get ready for opening day. So we had so many special aspects of this building that you're going to see throughout this presentation. And it is not a presentation, but it's just a highlight. You can look at our extended learning areas and really what a great investment for the state-of-the-art learning environment for our kids. Our custodial group, we certainly want to highlight above in so many levels, led by, of course, our head director, Dave Kosovar, but here in the building, Tim Hyman is mine. But what a wonderful crew. I can't even begin to tell you, I don't think any of us can. The countless hours that they put in, the weekends that they put in just to have the construction crew here. Little by little, they continue to do that. The hours that they put in, the furniture moves. If you were to see on the 19th, the amount of boxes that they cleared out pretty quickly. I mean, teachers had unloaded and they were gone. They had them out of sight. It was just an amazing sight to see. So the next pictures, you're going to see a little bit of how the kids are actually in their new learning environment in our building. Mr. Sanfilippo.
Sure. Thank you. So state-of-the-art learning environment. Right now, you're seeing one in use. We're using the Airtame app. We're wirelessly connected. We're using a Google Doc. Mr. Hopkins has it on his. He's projecting wirelessly to this projector system, as well as we can do in all of our conference rooms for any of our IEP meetings and things like that, anything on our Chromebooks or our tablets, we can project right onto the screen. In the classrooms, we have Chromebook charging stations and iPad charging stations. We have two Chromebook carts in every grade level, and we have one filled with 30 Chromebooks down in kindergarten, and all those rooms have some iPads as well. And as I said, we're using the AirTame app just to connect wirelessly. We have some great technology and Wi-Fi in the building, so everything works flawlessly. Moving on. Our pre-K kids, you know, everyone's getting a chance to enjoy this building. They're enjoying some music therapy in the picture in the middle. We've got some center time going on. Our kindergartners are enjoying guided reading, math centers, beginning their Lucy Calkin writing lessons. Our first graders, they're in their centers too, guided math, guided reading, Parker reading. We're really taking off. The teachers have just jumped into this building, and they are fully teaching and enjoying all the spaces, including the little cubbies you can see. That's a nice little reading spot for the kids. Second grade, you know, a lot of flexible seating options. If you've had a chance to go into the extended learning areas, there's some really cool flexible seating options out there, a great place to get classes together, small groups together. Our third graders, if you were a relative or family member of any third grader a week or so ago, they had the relatives coming to read. That was quite the first big event that we had here in this building, and they utilized every space in the third grade extended learning area, and I believe the families really enjoyed coming in and spending some time with the kids reading. Our fourth graders, of course, not just in fourth grade, but definitely in fourth grade, they're sharing Google Docs. Our students all, in all grade levels, have Google accounts. They start beginning to use Google Docs early on, second grade, third grade, they're sharing docs with their teachers. It's a really neat way for them to communicate with their teachers and with some of their classmates. We also have DARE. We have guidance lessons, we have health, we have iTime, which is some inquiry, which some of you got to experience last year when Mr. Hennings came to a board meeting and he did a math lesson with all of you, with all of the students, so that's some inquiry time. And of course, we continue to have world language. Students will, starting in first through fourth grade, will get a semester of Spanish and a semester of French. Moving on, as you saw before with our big doors open here into the beautiful gymnasium, we've got some great equipment, some incredible gym teachers that are really trying to take advantage of this new facility and everything that it has to offer. We've got some happy art teachers, I can tell you that for sure. One of them has a kiln in their classroom, and I know they've been asking for one for many years, so I can't wait to see some really cool clay projects come out when they start utilizing that. But just an incredible space. I mean, you've got electrical coming out of the ceiling so that they can plug things in. It's just built the way that you would want an art room to be built. And music, much the same. You've got speakers and amplification systems, microphone systems coming right out of the ceiling. It's incredible to walk into one of those classrooms. The teacher's not yelling or loud or screaming anything. They're just talking or singing, and it comes through so beautifully. I have to mention, there's a student in kindergarten that actually wears hearing aids and told the teacher, I need to take these off. The system that I hear through the microphone the teacher's wearing is actually more clear to the student than the hearing aids had ever wearing. So we have to talk to the audiologist about that, but what an awesome thing to be able to say that the student can hear that much more clearly. without even hearing it this time. Recess, it's fun. It's a beautiful playground. Gaga ball pits, if you've never played Gaga ball, come on out, you gotta see it. There's some, it's a game I'm learning how to play. The kids are really enjoying it. It's much safer than dodgeball, it's all below the knees. So they're really enjoying some of that. And a beautiful separate playground for the preschoolers. But everyone, even much of our community, I've seen out there enjoying that space out on the playground. And next we have Mrs. D'Agostino.
I think for us, the thing we're most proud of is bringing our course to the amount of work that we've done for our curriculum. And the great part is every week we get to meet with our teacher-based team. We developed relationships over the last year, and to be able to provide on-the-spot, consistent professional development, it's really nice to also see them using their common planning time where we're not scheduling it, but we're walking in and seeing them on other days that they're not scheduling. They're working together as a unit. And it's such a great thing to see that the consistency in what we're providing for our students and the amount of time that they're sharing and the efforts they're putting in to really make sure that our curriculum is state-of-the-art. And although we, you know, we're real proud of our AN operating part, we know that we have to continue to improve our curriculum, to constantly, as Sky always says to us, it's progress or perfection. We want to continue to get better. With that, we are implementing our new plan this year. We have our curriculum maps. We have implemented a data review team where we have done almost completed, or finished up kindergarten, our data for our fall benchmarks, which is allowing us to begin our support systems a little bit earlier than we had in the past, with having more people on board. And we've also refined our RTI process that we'll be rolling out to our teachers this Thursday at TBT, and then we will provide the professional development that they need to make sure that we're really meeting the needs of all our students with us to our ability. The things that we're proud about so far are the things that are going really well. If you walk through this right at our school right now, you would not believe this is day, 19? Somewhere around here. Our daily operation is running. It's just amazing how well our schedule has worked out. Kids are really comfortable in their environment. They're making friends. They are used to their routines, and we dismiss, they know which way they're going. Our food service and our cafeteria, day one was amazing how well they're able to put out our food and get our kids through the lines. It was just incredible. And I think for us, the other thing that we're real proud of is our partnership with our PTA. We could not have gotten through this year without our PTA and support that group of people has done for us. There are some things that we know we still have to work on with any new thing. We're working on streamlining our communication to make sure that that gets out internally and externally. Again, we're working on our dismissal. This has been tricky, part of it with instruction, but again, we're working on those. And I think the other thing inside is our hallway transitions, trying to, at one point, we fixed our schedule a few times. At one point, I probably lost it. 750 kids in the hallway. So things that you don't notice. So we're constantly every day meeting and figure out what can we do better, how can we improve for our kids. So we're all done great. We want to thank you for your support. It means a lot to us. We're just really excited about this year and moving up. So thank you.
Questions for the board has?
Is there anything we missed? I don't know, is there anything we missed?
We haven't had time to think.
Oh, you never had time to think before. I was too busy.
We did get tremendous feedback after our ribbon cutting. The public that came through was very, very
positive. I just want to share one thing with you that when we broke ground 2 years ago, we were down in Columbus, the school board was, and I got a frantic call from one of the neighbors right on Dover Center, and she called me on my cell phone. She says, "Barb, they're cutting down the trees. You've got to come over." I said, "Yeah, I'm in Columbus." So I texted
Dr. Goggin, and I think you immediately asked Dave to go over to calm her down, because she was hysterical. So I saw her 2 weeks ago, and she said, "We love the new school." She said, "We sit out on our patio, and we can hear the kids laughing on the playground, and it is so cool to hear kids laughing when they're playing." And she said, "We love it." So I thought, that helps. But yeah, I had to share that with you. So make sure they keep laughing, or we might be in trouble. Okay. Oh, that is a long one. Thank you. I mean, so many hours went into getting the curriculum ready. And that is a testament to all of you. And I know Alex really led the charge on making sure everybody was together and then moving in the same direction. I love the theme of all four wands. So that was really cool too. And I know just walking around the building was a lot of fun on Saturday. So it's great to see what you're going to be able to do. And it's just like anything, you're going to kind of fill in and grow in. I just remember when we bought our house and we had rooms that had no furniture, and over time you unpack boxes and you fill up. So it seems like, wow, we've got all this room, and it's not going to be long till you fill it up. But what I'm really impressed with as well is that this isn't about just how beautiful the building is. You all have working so hard on curriculum, and you've got your benchmark data already. I'm very impressed with that. Way to go. Way to go. Our kids are really going to benefit from all of this. So thank you.
Thank you. Now, having all three of my kids go through MASA was a great experience. But then seeing some of the other schools and seeing what we built here, you know, all of the new students and the students that come, so we'll have a great experience as well. Even though there are old traditions and old memories, it's the start of new memories and new traditions here. Look forward to hearing how the 4-for-1 has merged those together, kind of keep at least some of the parents who have had younger siblings go through some experiences in their life. So, great job for everyone. I'd say thanks enough.
Thank you, and opening up to the community has been fantastic. Saturday was wonderful, but all of you have been very open to the community as we get to this point, and I know that you'll continue to be open in the future as well. But what we hear from all the folks here in Westlake, they are very proud, they are very thankful. So again, thank you.
And kudos to the music teachers for those little kiddos that knew all the words to the fight song. That was truly amazing.
I want to echo the same comments, but I also want to comment on the fact that we opened on time and on budget. There were some schools in Willoughby that opened about 3 weeks late, which is very disruptive to the the whole school year. So that's kudos. And, everything, we were here Saturday. I received lots of comments from parents and community members, and it's a great job. And thank you to everybody.
This brings us to the resolution to approve the appointment of the Citizens Advisory Committee members.
We don't have to have a formal presentation. I mean, if the board would like to, if you'd like to introduce anybody, or if the board would like to meet somebody, that's their prerogative, but you could just have a vote if you'd like.
Who you may know is a boy named St. Ladislaus, and he
he's been on the CDC previously and would like to get that involved as a community member. Obviously, his kids have went through schools here 3 years ago. Kim Matter, who you're familiar with, she's very involved in the community. And Missy Gipple, is that who you're trying to say? Missy is here tonight. And Missy's been involved in PT and other organizations in the community and is interested in being involved with the city. So that's it.
Yeah, thank you, Missy. It was really exciting to read your credentials and then the other two new members. I mean, I've been involved with CAC for a lot, well, all of us as board members, but beyond that, and we've had some times where we haven't had many members, so two meetings in a row to be voting on new members is really exciting to us.
I have to say, they're advertising in the emails we get from school. I kept seeing it, I kept thinking, and then the last one I saw, I'm like, okay. I did the application. The application process was very easy. Mm-hmm. I thought that was helpful. And said it might take a couple weeks that afternoon. Hey, we're having a board meeting. We're having a meeting tonight if you want to go. I'm like, oh, it's like, it'll be a couple weeks.
Oh. But, you yeah, volunteer for the schools, as you yeah. know. We're yeah. gonna pull. You're not getting away.
I look forward to being part of this.
Thanks. Thanks.
So moved.
Second. Any further questions or discussion?
Welcome.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.